Radio Prague News.
The Public Affairs Party's referendum on a future centre-right government coalition is continuing without a hitch. The incoming Minister of the Interior says he will prepare a thorough reform of the police and could dismiss the current head of the service. And the Czech team will play Serbia in the Davis Cup semi-finals after taking a 3-0 lead against Chile. The head of the Public Affairs Party, Radek Jon, said on Sunday that an internet referendum of party members on the three-way coalition agreement was proceeding without hitches. Voting on the programme for a centre-right government together with the Civic Democrats and Topo 9 was postponed on Friday following a technical problem with the server. It was resumed on Saturday. Mr. Jon said that a flash survey of the membership indicated that more than 10% had voted. That was the threshold set for the referendum to be valid. As incoming Minister of the Interior, Radek Jon said that he could sack the country's top policeman. Mr. Jon, the head of the Public Affairs Party, said that the president of the police presidium, Aldrich Martino, could be dismissed, adding that this was a logical step. He also said that one of the problems he had with the police was its inability to save money. Spanish director Agustí Villa's film The Mosquito Net won the main prize at the 45th Kaluvari International Film Festival on Saturday night. A jury led by US producer Jon Yerxa picked Villa's film featuring Geraldine Chaplin in a silent role as the Grand Prix Crystal Globe winner out of the 12 movies in the competition. The film recounts the story of members of a rich family plagued by guilt who have problems communicating with each other. Cookie by Oscar-winning Czech director Jan Sverak earned the special jury prize. A German, French, Swiss and Romanian co-production, Aurora, by Romanian director Cristi Piu, won the East of the West section. This year's Kaluvari Festival attracted fewer visitors and fewer films were screened there than in 2009. The total number of visitors was just under 127,000. That is a drop of around 5,000 compared with a year ago. The number of films screened was 2,007. This compares with the 232 full-length films and documentaries screened in 2009. The Czech Republic has secured a place in the Davis Cup semi-finals after taking a 3-0 lead against Chile on Saturday. Jan Hayek and Lukáš Dlouhý got the all-important third point in the doubles against Nicolas Massu and Jorge Aguilar. The score was 7-6-6-3, 3-6-6-3. The Czech squad was dubbed a B-team given the absence of top singles players Tomáš Berdych and Radek Štěpánek. The Czechs are now set up in September to play Serbia, which won its tie against Croatia. And a quick look at the weather. The Czech Republic is experiencing a heat wave with temperatures up to 31 degrees Celsius. But showers are expected later in the day on Sunday and on Monday. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's show, a fresh edition of Mailbox in which Pavla Horáková will reveal this month's mystery person and quote from your letters. Then a letter from Prague bringing you a personal angle on life here in the Czech Republic. This one from Jan Richter. And then in this week's edition of Czech Books, David Vaughan picks up a slim volume mapping Czech-Irish cultural relations in the first half of the 20th century. All that coming your way, but first Pavla opens the mail.
Hello and thanks for tuning in to Mailbox. As promised, today we find out the name of last